Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska's senior U.S. Senator has some advice for the thousands of Alaskans waiting to hear from the Small Business Administration about economic injury disaster loan applications. Alaska Public Media reports that Senator Lisa Murkowski says you should take a look at the 10-digit number you were assigned when you submitted your application.
If you have that 10-digit number beginning with a 3, you are in the queue for processing of your loan.
If you don't have a number or if yours begins with a numeral that is not a 3, Murkowski has some bad news. The SBA isn't taking any new EIDL applications unless you work in agriculture. Murkowski says she isn't happy with the decision and also told constituents during a telephonic town hall yesterday that she does not know when the agency will decide the outcome of the applications it is processing.
I could not receive any assurances in terms of the timeliness on this. You are frustrated about this program. Your delegation is equally frustrated.
EIDL is the smaller of two big coronavirus relief programs in the CARES Act to help small businesses. Aside from a low-interest loan, EIDL offered applicants up to $10,000 as a grant. Very warm temperatures are expected across the interior this weekend. National Weather Service meteorologist John Cowan says the warmth is the product of high pressure settled over the Yukon Territory.
And that's going to continue to strengthen through the weekend. And then by Sunday is when we expect to see the strongest high pressure there, and that'll give us the really warm temperatures. May even be pushing 80 degrees in a few locations by Sunday.
Cowan says the warmth will accelerate snow melt at higher elevations.
The freezing level we expect to move upwards of 7,000 feet this weekend, so everything at or below that level is going to really start to melt.
Cowan says the meltwater will raise river levels.
We have flood watches for the Salcha, Chena, and Chattanooga rivers, mostly just eastern interior rivers for now. But we do expect those waters to be creeping up this weekend, and in fact, right now, they are already on the upward trend.
Meanwhile, breakup is advancing on the Yukon River with ice and water movement at Galena following release of a jam downstream at Bishop Rock yesterday. Alaska wildlife troopers are asking for the public's help solving a moose kill case in North Pole. A trooper post says they are seeking leads, witnesses, or suspect information related to a cow moose found dead on the bank of the Tananaw River behind the North Pole High School. Troopers say they suspect the animal was shot sometime between last Friday and Saturday. They say a bullet removed from the animal's head was a small .22-sized rifle round. Troopers note that anonymous tips related to the moose kill are welcome. I'm Dan Bross.